This is ArtBeat, WMUK's weekly look at creativity and the arts in Southwest Michigan. I'm Zinta A-Stars. The National Endowment for the Arts recently announced that Oliver Baez-Bendorf, an assistant professor of English at Kalamazoo College, has won a 2021 Creative Writing Fellowship. Fellows are selected through a highly competitive, anonymous process and are judged on the artistic excellence of their work. The fellowships provide funding for recipients to write, revise, research, and travel. Congratulations, Oliver. You've received the National Endowment for the Arts Creative Writing Fellowship. I understand that's quite the big deal. So explain to us what that is, the process of getting it, and maybe a little bit about the competition you were up against.
Thank you so much, Cinta. It is an enormous honor. And the NEA Fellowship is governmental support, essentially a grant for anything that helps make the writing possible. In addition to the material support, which I can't say how blessed I feel for that, another element of it that has been a huge gift is just the mandate to figure out what that means for me, what actually will help make the writing possible. I have applied every year since 2014.
Oh,
well,
wow.
Every other year, since they take poetry applications on a kind of alternating basis with prose.
Yeah.
So that means this was my fourth time applying, and I've gotten pretty good at applying and just forgetting about it as one way to, you know, not fixate on the applications that are out there, but just also, go about life. And this year, I think that was even more true in the chaos of the pandemic.
Submitting
my application back in March was sort of one of the last things that I did before a hectic spring break, break in air quotes, that was, you know, consumed by transforming my spring quarter classes to be taught online.
Yeah.
And so in November, I saw a missed call on my phone from 202, which is Washington, D.C., where I used to live. So I recognized the area code. And I missed the call, but my phone transcribes voicemails. And so looking at the transcription, I saw the phrase National Endowment for the Arts.
Your heart is beating hard by this time, no?
This is a funny thing. I saw that and I didn't think, oh, I must have won the fellowship. I saw it and thought they must need my help with something, a reference for someone else or something about an organization I'm working with. I mean, I didn't think it was about my writing.
I take it those times that you applied before, Oliver, they didn't call you. You just got a letter. Sorry, but no.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
correct. So that call does tell you something.
Yes. And so at that point, I went online and actually I confirmed that I had indeed managed to get my application in back in March. And that was when, you know, my heart started beating and calling them back, you know, the phone call, it was rather a shock. I had to write down everything that they were saying so that I could remember it later and, you know that it was real. And then I had about 2 months to, you know, absorb the news in private while it was under a pretty strict publicity embargo from the Arts Endowment. So that's a little bit about kind of the process of applying and about finding out about the grant. And I think I'll, you know, maybe leave it there and see what other questions you might have.
This is ArtBeat on WMUK. I'm Zinta A-Stars. So, Oliver, I assume that when you applied for the fellowship, you had to submit something of your work so they can see what you do. Is there a poem that you can read to us so that we can get a taste of your work?
Yeah, I will read a poem called Stonewall Sestina that was part of the 10-page writing sample that was the bulk of my application for this grant. And this poem I wrote when I was part of a writing group where we traded work over email that was 100 words of whatever it was that we were working on, and that each new 100 words that we would send had in some small way spun off the previous 100 words that someone else in the group had sent. So for this Sestina, all six words that I chose as the kind of those six repeating words in the Sestina form were taken from the 100 words that fiction writer Andrea Lawler had sent the day before. Stonewall Sestina. Monumental bricks split open, heroic future cast in stone. Pleasure, an angry parade, loving parade. Throw bricks from pleasure to open archives in better future. My future, a parade receding in Bustelo bricks. So open about pleasure. Because pleasure portends future desire, open. After parades, make brick trafficking in representation. In bold pleasure, my brick rubs future clay parades. I'm open. Everything, everyone's opening up in moans. Dogwood parades toward pleasure from future gravestones. Now we've walked in the open and know that pleasure. Everything takes place in between sensations and the future of planets. This queer parade, these blessed stones.
And that's how you did it. And I understand you were up against 1,600 applicants. Is that about right?
That's what I'm told.
Well, that's pretty good. So now that you have this fellowship and the grant, you know, the money that comes with it, you're planning what? A trip to Germany, I understand?
I'm still working out exactly what my writing needs right now. And I can say that this past year of no travel has made it really clear that one place that is important for me to set my feet on myself and lay my own eyes on is the Ronneburg Castle in Germany, which for over a century housed a group of ancestors on my father's side, which was made up of both of Germans, French Huguenots who had fled France, and some others who were part of a group called the Community of True Inspiration. And after they left Germany, they actually ended up in Iowa, where they were one of the longest lasting communal societies in the United States. But while they were still in Germany, they were persecuted for their religious beliefs and practices, which were centered around the idea that the divine still speaks through people who were instruments. And they were sort of constantly at odds with German authorities. There was book burnings and mobs chasing them out of town. And so they found their way to the Ronneburg Castle, where they lived alongside other groups who similarly sought refuge there from, you know, sort of the long arm of the state. And in my current poems, I'm interested in the ways that we offer shelter, refuge, protection to one another, the ways we find shelter in one another. That has sort of emerged just over the last year as even more of a sort of bucket list item that also has to do with, you know, what I'm writing right now.
I'm Zenta A. Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Artbeat, our weekly look at the creative arts. I've been speaking with Assistant K College Professor Oliver Baez Bendorf, a recipient of the National Arts Endowment Fellowship. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Friday at this time for Artbeat. Thanks for listening.